Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today's time in the Word of God comes from Exodus chapter 32, and we're going to see when Israel had a good time before a false god. Again, Exodus chapter 32, verses 5 and 6, where we read, "So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, 'Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord.' Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." You know, a funny thing happened on the way to the promised land. While Moses was up on Mount Sinai, the people became tired of waiting for Moses and the Lord. So they decided to make their own god. They gave generously to Aaron, the high priest, and he shaped a golden calf so that the people had a place to focus their idolatry. Now that was bad enough. But as the events unfolded, it became even worse. It became worse when Aaron saw it, as our verse tells us. When he saw how the people responded to the golden calf, he knew that he had something very popular. It was quality handiwork and a marketing success. Aaron then made an altar, and they gave the statue the credit for their deliverance from Egypt. To make it all worse, Aaron sacrificed to the idol with animal sacrifice. He made the calf, and then he made the altar to worship it. Next, Aaron said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." You see, Aaron didn't want to reject the Lord God. He decided to give God a feast, perhaps thinking that God wouldn't be mad at them. Aaron was not rude enough to say, "Let's do away with the Lord God." He just updated things, making them more modern. In Aaron's mind, he only added the golden calf. He didn't take away the Lord God. And look at how the people responded to Aaron's offer. Our text tells us they rose early the next day. Now, most people don't like to get up early, but they will for the things that are important to them. Here, Israel was willing to sacrifice their time, their sleep, their gold, their animals, even their souls for the worship of this false god. Yet, worshiping this idol wasn't all sacrifice. There was a reward. The pleasures of immorality were their reward. Exodus tells us that in their worship of the golden calf, they rose up to play. In the original language, this was a tasteful way to refer to immorality among the people of Israel. Golden calves don't have high moral standards. Now, 40 days before this, the same people heard the voice of God himself thunder from heaven, giving the Ten Commandments. And that dramatic experience did not and could not change their hearts. It made many of them want a less demanding God, a God they could make, a God to whom they would sacrifice what they wanted to, when they wanted to, and how they wanted to. They wanted a God that they could honor with immorality. None of that was the God of Israel. They had to make a God to do that. Now, this reflects an enduring spiritual principle. A person will always sacrifice for their God. What will you sacrifice for? For whom will you sacrifice? Will you sacrifice for success? Will you sacrifice for fame, happiness, relationships, whatever or whomever you will sacrifice the most for is your God. Indeed, if you will not sacrifice for the Lord God, the God revealed to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ, then he is not your God at all. If you claim to worship Jesus, it should be seen in the sacrifices that you make.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.